This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Charles Zeta Desma reports Israeli strikes killed dozens of Palestinians in a designated humanitarian zone.
Palestinian officials say an Israeli strike early Tuesday on a crowded tent camp housing Palestinians displaced by the war in Gaza has killed at least 40 people and wounded 60 others. Israel says it targeted significant Hamas militants and disputes the death toll. It's among the deadliest strikes yet on Muwassi, a sprawl of crowded tent camps along the Gaza coast that Israel designated a humanitarian zone for hundreds of thousands of civilians to seek shelter from the war. Gaza's civil defense said its first responders recovered 40 bodies from the strike and were still looking for people. It said entire families were killed in their tents. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Meanwhile. An Israeli civilian who was shot dead at the border crossing between Jordan and the occupied West Bank was buried at a funeral Monday. The man was among three killed on Sunday by a Jordanian truck driver at a commercial cargo area at a border crossing. That's before the assailant was shot dead himself. It was the first attack of its kind along the border with Jordan since October 7th, when Palestinian Islamist group Hamas carried out an assault on southern Israel, sparking the war in Gaza that has escalated throughout the region. Officials say that over 140 Ukrainian drones targeted multiple Russian regions overnight, including Moscow and surrounding areas, in one of the biggest Ukrainian drone attacks on Russian soil in the two-and-a-half-year war. A Russian regional governor says drones hit two multi-story residential buildings and started fires in one town just outside of Moscow. A woman was killed and three people were injured. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said the country is now implementing a nuclear force construction policy to increase the number of nuclear weapons exponentially. That's according to state media KCNA on Tuesday. Reuters' Devi Rajaram.
KCNA also reported that a so-called nuclear force construction policy is in the works, which it says would allow Pyongyang to more thoroughly prepare, quote, nuclear capability and its readiness to use it properly at any given time in ensuring the security rights of the state. Kim, in his speech, emphasized the need for a strong military to counter threats from the U.S. and its allies, citing a grave threat from a U.S.-led nuclear military bloc in the region.
That is Reuters. Rajaram. Germany's government announced on Monday it is implementing temporary controls at all of the country's land borders in an attempt to tackle irregular migration and protect the public. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino.
The controls are set to begin on September 16th and last for 6 months. Nancy Faeser is the country's interior minister.
I have ordered this today and have already informed the EU. This will serve to further limit irregular migration and protect against the acute dangers posed by Islamist terror and serious crime. We are doing everything we can to better protect the people in our country against this.
Germany has hardened its stance on migration in recent years, and the government is scrambling to retake the initiative after support for the far-right Alternative for Germany, or AfD, has surged over the issue.
That's Reuters' Olivia Zolino reporting. The Vatican says that about 600,000 people have attended Pope Francis's Mass in East Timor, or nearly half the country's population. It's held Tuesday on the same field where St. John Paul II prayed in 1989 during the nation's fight for independence from Indonesia. While other papal masses have drawn millions of people in more populous countries, and there were certainly other nationalities attending Tuesday's Mass, the crowd in small East Timor is believed to represent the biggest turnout for a papal event ever in terms of the proportion of the population. Google has lost its final legal challenge against a European Union penalty for giving its own shopping recommendations an illegal advantage over rivals in search results, ending a long-running antitrust case that came with a whopping fine. The European Union's Court of Justice upheld a lower court's decision on Tuesday. It dismissed the company's appeal against a $2.7 billion penalty from the European Commission. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.